All right, let's go, Phoenix. Welcome back to New Jack Thriller City, man. I got my homeboy, my player partner. Man, he hails all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, man. You know, took over the YouTube situation before YouTube was YouTube, before niggas was going viral. It was him and his brother setting it off in this motherfucker on some boozy type shit. Y'all give it up for Philip Hudson.
Hey, going on? Yeah, what's going on, Jack?
Man, dog, I'm so happy to have you here, man. And I can't even explain how proud of you I am, man.
Yeah,
you've been putting it down for a long ass time, bro.
Hey, man, pause. Appreciate that, dog, man. And it's been a long journey. And the thing about the journey, it don't never stop, man. We still here. We never left. You know, on and on and on.
That nigga ad-libbed his ass off right
now. All captions. I like to talk captions.
Yeah, right. 100%. Hey, so I want to come out. Let's come out swinging, man, on this something that I always was confused about when it came to you. I had, the last time I was on Wildin' Out, I just saw you come on the team. And it threw me all the way off because I always wondered why you weren't there from the start.
Well, to be honest with you, the day I auditioned with my brother, I had smoked before I had did it. And this is when I was first started smoking. You know what I'm saying? When I first started smoking and I was high. You know what I mean? And then when I did the audition, I wasn't myself. You feel what I'm saying? And that's when I can think back, you know, everything happened for a reason. But I feel like if I had anything that I could recollect, I just knew that I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, really just present all the way. I wasn't my natural self. I was trying to be funny. You feel what I'm saying? And if, you know, I can't control nothing. But if I had to say, well, maybe that's what the reason is, because I didn't get picked. You feel me? My brother did. You feel what I'm saying? And then I tried to, that's what happened that day. You know what I mean? I really don't know at the end of the day why they ain't pick me, but that's what I remember. You feel what I'm saying? And then I tried to audition again. But I had got there late because, you feel me, I had got there. I wasn't really late. I wasn't late. I wasn't late. But when I got there, I wasn't even on the list to audition. You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't on the list to audition, but I went back there anyway, but this is when they was wrapping up. You feel what I'm saying? This is rapping. No, this is what happened. Back, I was with my management, right? And they said, Phil, you have an audition for Wildin' Out. This is when Nav auditioned. He was there. He auditioned. And so when I went up there,
Nav auditioned for Wildin'
Out? Yeah, this was the time I went up there.
When was this?
You said where?
When was
this? This was, I forget what year it was, but
this was a long, long time ago.
It was probably about 8 years ago.
Got it.
Something like that. Don't quote me on it. It was around that time. Around that time. This is when my brother had been on there for a season or two.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Something like that. And then my management at the time, they was like, shoot, hey, you got an audition. Well, come out here and audition. But when I got there, there's like my name wasn't on the list. I was like, okay, well, my name not on the list. I thought I had the audition. So I was like, man, whatever. So I left because I said, he felt playing with me. You know what I'm saying? I thought my management was playing. I said, man, whatever, man. Folk got me driving all the way out here, man. I ain't even on the list.
What was all the way out here?
Like, this was in Jimmy Carter, Atlanta Comedy Theater.
Okay, cool.
Because then I was staying on the south side.
Got it.
You feel what I'm saying? So I had to drive. I was like, why they got me out here looking crazy? So I left. You feel me? Then I turned around.
Was that ego?
No, it wasn't. No, it was one of those things where I already had some feelings about my management at the time. I had already, and I was like, man, these folks playing. Like, and then at the same time, I turned around and said, you know what? Shoot, I'm finna go back. And when I went back, everybody was gone. The only person that was there was Nick Cannon and the person behind the camera. That's the only people. But he ain't let me audition. You feel what I'm saying?
Nick didn't let you audition.
Nah, he was like, man, I've seen him before. You feel what I'm saying? He had said that I've seen him before. Like, I auditioned already. He's like, I seen him before.
I'm Emmanuel, brother.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. He said that and I was like, all right, cool. And I left. And I had left. That was the first time. And then, shoot, long story short, I ended up getting on it. I ended up getting on it. Been a while now.
You know what? You know what? The whole time I was thinking to myself, maybe he didn't want to be on it. It don't, because it didn't never made sense to me. I was confused.
I mean, it's not even. It wasn't even like a big want. It was like, shoot, I auditioned it, and then I ain't get it the first time.
Mm. Yeah, I had a because when I seen the last time I seen you at ATL Comedy Theater, and I walk in, every time I see you, I always say, why the fuck he ain't on Wildin'? I don't get it. And when I was like, maybe he just have a different path and some different thing than he wanted to do, or maybe he just he's like just overbooked or something like that. I just took it as you just didn't want to do it. And when I seen you like walk on that stage, I was like, holy shit, it's about goddamn time. Cause mm-hmm. You uber funny, man, and you hilarious than a motherfucker, man. Mm-hmm. And then you're really just a really great guy.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm all right. It got to the point where why you ain't on Wildin' Out? Why you ain't? I start hitting it everywhere.
Oh, you
I
was
go.
Oh, got you, man.
I start hitting it everywhere
I
go.
Bro.
And that's all good. You already said it, and I start hearing it everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? And I used to work at Massage Envy. You feel me? Trying to scrape up some chain. You feel me?
Massage Envy.
Yeah.
You was a masseuse?
Nah. I was in the front. I was in the front checking the masseuses in and the clients in and whatever. But anyway, people come in there and they were like, why you in a Wildin' Out? So it's almost like Wildin' Out was this thing, like you have to be on there. I was like, I guess I got to be on Wildin' Out. You feel me? Because people keep asking me that. I wasn't tripping. And like, I was chilling. You feel me? When I ain't get picked, I already kind of took accountability for it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, this may not, I don't know why things happen, but I'm going to just say what I did that day. What happened that day? You feel what I'm saying? I was just like, cool. Maybe it's something I did that day. Maybe it's like so many decisions that you can make and say, I made this decision instead of this one. And then it took my life in this trajectory. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just like hold myself accountable for what I did that day.
Phil, the grown man shit you saying right now, unprecedented. You did, like, I already knew you was an authentic person, but for you, the reasoning that you just gave, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This shit just got super real.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I know the comedy these days is off the fucking chain.
Mm-hmm.
You keeping it that 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, dog, life and being a real man, period, is all about accountability.
Yeah.
And when did you get to that space, dog, the way you just like, hey, this it. You know, this what it is. You know, it's choices and decisions, and, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I look around, and it's like, I know that's how people don't make, they don't keep it real. So it's like,
that's right.
And it's like, and I'm noticing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I try to be a real person so I can know that real exists. You feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been like this for a long time, because I don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone. And it's like, it's not one of those things, like, it's in a negative thing, because I'm not supposed to trust them.
Mm.
I'm only supposed to trust God. I'm only supposed to trust the Creator and Jesus Christ. That's the only person that I'm supposed, these people are the only people I'm supposed to trust. It's already been said. So it's like, but I'm supposed to just understand what the truth is. You feel what I'm saying? It's all about the truth. So you can't handle all the things you can't control, but what happened? And then that's how the Bible is, to tell you about the things that happened. And you ain't got to worry about, do you believe or whatever? It's just, these are track workers of what happened.
That's right.
And it's not trying to understand the things you can't see. It's like, well, I know what I did that day. You feel me? So at the end of the day, it's like, I mean, you know, I've always been raised, my family always been raised in the word of God and believing in things that, you feel me, that you just don't see every day.
100%.
Yeah. You feel me? So that's just where that come from. So I always had like a conscience. You feel me?
100%.
The things to think about other than what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's easy to take accountability because I know that I'm probably the only one thinking like this in this room.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm probably the only one that consider certain type of stuff. I'm not saying I may be the only one, but I know that I'm one of few that's probably thinking like this.
Mm.
You feel me? So I have to be accountable how I approach things, because I know somebody may not think about it the same way I think about it. You feel me? So I can't do nothing. I can't blame nobody else but me.
Mm.
You feel me? And I can see what somebody do. I'm like, yeah, I see what you did. I see that you did it.
Mm.
But it ain't, like, I don't have to hold you accountable for that.
Mm.
I hold myself accountable for how I got in front of you.
Mm.
You feel me?
100%.
How I got to you. Yeah, you feel me?
Exactly. Yo, so, man, let's talk about your faith in God, man. Your family, you got ministers in your family or something?
We all take our part to try to minister through comedy and things like that. I got Matthew, my brother Matthew Hudson. He does gospel comedy.
Really?
Gospel shows, yeah. And then I have my older brother, O'Keefe. That's what he do. He's a minister. My dad, you know, he studied, he went to Bible school and things like that. My mom, she used to, she used to do gospel music. And my mom, she gets on the internet every day and drop a scripture every day trying to lead people to Christ and things like that. My brother, all of us, you know what I'm saying, really do that in our own way. I want to get closer, you know what I'm saying, because it's kind of difficult when you get in the limelight and things like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult. I'm keep it 100. It just be kind of difficult because you can see where the mass is going and you know where the money and stuff is going, but you know where it, you know, it just, but you see where it's going.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? You see the dead. You see the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see the cap on it, and then it's like, so I have to be mindful of what I say when I come on. When I come on interviews and things like this, I be mindful of what I say because I know it's a lot of people watching me.
That's right.
And I don't want to lead nobody astray. Wow. I only want to tell you what I did, and, you know what I'm saying, how I got here. I don't want to tell you what to believe in or anything like that. But if you admire me, then this is a part of me.
Yeah,
you know
your walk. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so it'll be like, I'm trying to get closer, and you know I'm drinking water. You feel me? Got my stand.
Yeah, do it. That'll do it. I see you've been on your workout tip, you know, and it's not just your mind, your body and your soul. You getting all that together at the same time.
I'm trying. Yeah, I always had big shoulders, though. These came factory. My shoulders were factory set. And I've been trying to make everything equal up to my shoulder, at least. I owe myself that to proportionate myself. So I've been drinking my water, and I got a Stanley in it, and I got one of these cups that make me feel a little bit more better than everybody. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like I'm better than you, Jack. I drink out this Stanley Cup.
You 100%. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely feel that way.
Word.
But only when I put it down, we good. That's all, my boy. When I pick up the Stanley, I look at you some type of way.
Sure enough.
I judge you a little bit.
It give you an extra sense of security.
Yeah, get you one.
Is this your brand?
Nah.
Okay, got you. I gotta get one.
Yeah, man, get you one. It just make you feel uppity,
hey, bro. Tell me where can I purchase this from?
I'm not sure. This was a gift to me, and I just knew the person that gave it to me how envious I was of them because they had that cup.
Got you.
So I know that it does something to you to have one and make you feel it. Because I'm hating on you because it keep your water cold.
Yeah.
For like hours and hours and hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like half the day.
Got you.
Water still cold.
And you saying that this is old water in your cup?
Yeah, this is used water.
Got you. Minute, mother. Understood.
And pre-used.
Pre-used water. Let's get it, man. Oh, Jack Thriller, Beauty of the Week. Moneybag Mafia. Let's go.
Let's do this. Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You good. You look good.
Thank you.
Turn around one time for the folks. Get a spin around and see your outfit. Okay. Oh, got my little poop shooter back. I see you. Nah. What's your name?
Zuri.
Oh, that is African. That's African.
It's Swahili for beautiful.
Swahili for doggy style.
Oh, my God.
Dashiki. We got dashiki in this motherfucker. What you do for a living, baby?
I'm an influencer and a student.
An influencer? Where you go to school at?
Gwinnett Tech.
You young.
Oh, okay. With Amigos.
I'm 25.
25? Y'all clap it up for these women doing their thing, man. Y'all ain't waiting on no handout.
Don't be a fool. Stay in school.
Let me know. We're going to ask you a couple of questions. Three questions. It might be, you know, all sexual. You know what I mean? Never know. Some of them might be real, some might be sexual.
She got
this. 25 years old. How many relationships you done been in?
Like three.
Okay, so you got 12 bodies. Let's go. First question. If you could choose one sex position for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Doggy style.
Doggy style from the back. From the back. I'm going to choose a 68.
Okay. 68.
Yeah, that means you do me and I owe you one.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
As long as I owe you, you'll never go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Second question. What type of foreplay do you enjoy?
Foreplay?
Yeah.
I like massages.
That's good. I like massages. You don't like the role play? You
haven't done like role that play? Too.
Have you ever did it though?
Yeah.
You did. What was y'all's situation like? What was the
Um pizza delivery guy.
Pizza delivery guy. Was it
anybody want some sausage?
No.
how it went down? Tell us. Tell the camera. Let us know.
He just wore like a shirt and pretended he was a pizza delivery guy, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna come in." I was like, "Okay," and then we just.
Man, yeah. That shit sound boring as fuck.
I mean, you want me to give you the play-by-play?
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear it.
If it was me, we would have did like an Abercrombie and Finch store where I need to use the dressing room. You like, yeah, the dressing room's back here. To the dressing room. You know how y'all go in. They go in and check to see if anybody in there. When you go in, you bend over to pussy out. You ain't got no drawers on.
Abercrombie and Finch.
You hit a door close behind you. You like, what's that? I'm like, it's this dick.
That's too much.
Yes, Lord.
Why Abercrombie?
I don't know. It was just, you know, I like the Mexican stores.
Okay.
Like that white
boy. That's Hollister. Like
American Eagle, too.
Okay.
that anything start with an A, that's what they be at.
I love it.
Amigos. Okay. Tell your date, I'm your date today. Mm-hmm. Tell your date the funniest joke you know.
I don't know.
Do a knock-knock joke.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Bell.
Bell who?
You should have rang the doorbell. That was clever. That was good.
Yeah!
It was clever. You can give me that.
Oh, shit.
So God came back and was like, to get into heaven, you got to make me laugh. Would you tell that joke?
Yeah, he would laugh.
Okay, straight to hell we go.
Tell
these people where to follow you at. You did a great job. Okay. Tell them where to follow you at, where they can find
you. Okay, my Instagram is ABL333SSING. Like a blessing, but with 333 instead of an E.
Thank you for coming through, baby.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Zuri! So you born and raised in Atlanta?
Well, technically, I was born in Mississippi, and then I moved here when I was 5.
What part of Mississippi?
I was born in Oxford, Mississippi. That's the hospital.
Carlos is.
Yeah, but I was just born there. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Then I moved, but I lived in around Batesville and stuff like that.
But where'd Soulja Boy from?
I don't know these things. I guess.
Yeah. No, well, this is how I identify these spots.
Okay, cool. Well, cool. Because yeah.
I never heard a damn one of them before I knew these niggas.
Right? Me neither. Yeah. I didn't know. I heard Carlos was from that part of town. I was just born there. So when I was born, I got out of there.
And you
I
never went stay. Back there, it sounds like.
I never went back to
Oxford. You ain't looking back. You don't give a fuck about it. You ain't going to go see no friends or no Oxford reunions.
Well, not no Oxford. I do got a family reunion coming up. You know what I'm saying?
And do you show up to those?
June. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going.
Now, how you preparing yourself for this family reunion? Because, you know, you one of them niggas now. How many family reunions have you been to as Philip Hudson, the star?
About probably one.
One. Can you?
Maybe two. Like to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took a, let me take that back because... Star is like, I don't know, because I was still in, when I was, you see me on YouTube and all that, doing shows and all that, and people know me. I don't know if I was star, I just think people knew me, but I was always in random places, random cities, at random parties. Like, look at me, double take, what are you doing here? I was like, what are you doing here? You feel what I'm saying? I just asked them the same question they asked me, because we in the same place.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm trying to get on the O. You
did one.
You feel me? That's what I was saying, but
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, that was what I was saying back then. I was saying that, and then it was, but
you don't people, be doing that at family reunions though, right? Like,
nah,
I'm trying to get on these hoes. What's up?
Nah, I don't try to get on hoes.
Hey, come on now, everyone else got some fine ass cousins, bro. I'm with you, right?
See,
that's not.
I ain't have my Stanley in my hand. And I judge you.
Got you.
Without the Stanley.
Got you.
I ain't need the Stanley to do it that time.
Got you.
You on something? Good. You on something else?
This okay? So you've been keeping it real this whole interview. So you ain't trying to tell me you ain't go to family reunion and say, Nigga, I'm trying to get on these hoes.
Nah, but what I will do, I'm gonna keep it a thought wild, and I don't want to offend nobody watching this. And, you know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm gonna just be myself. But if I did have a fine cousin, I'd try to put my fine cousin on somebody.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got
you. I knew.
Got you.
And they'll be all right.
What's up? Somebody like who?
Do you know who I am?
You don't want to be related to me, huh?
Nah, I'm just fortunate not to be. And it's not my choice. So I just... Nah, you probably a cool person to be related to. I'm going to tell that back. Like, I don't know if I would. I'm indifferent about it.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
Gotcha. Indifferent means...
I don't have to. What I learned about family is your family is the people that you have to do stuff for. All circumstances. I don't care. It's your family. Mm. These are the people that... You like these are your people. Mm. They literally your people. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? If you give up on them, you'll give up on anybody.
That's right.
You give up on anybody. You gonna give up on anybody. Mm. Nobody's safe. Mm. You give up on your family. Real talk. And you're not my family, so it is like I don't ever have to go through that thing whether I want to do something with you or not. I don't have to.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Got you. So if they ask you to hook them up with somebody, you wouldn't do. All right, we on the same page now.
Yeah,
got it.
I just don't have to do it.
Right. So are you trying to say that people have, like, in your family told you, hey, can you hook me up with Jack? And then you was like, you know what, fuck no, Jack too good for you.
Nah, I don't think I ever got asked that question in my life, dog.
No.
Maybe when I was in Oxford for them 5 years.
Because they know better. Right, okay.
Nah, it probably never happened. But then, so I moved from Oxford, and I was staying in, baby, let's get back to the Mississippi. And then I came to Atlanta when I was 5. I came to actually Clayton County.
Clayton County, Clayco.
Clayco.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? What are they doing in Clayco? And then I went there, so I'm actually not from Atlanta, according to Amaretta. That is not Atlanta. I was born in Clayton County.
You want to go by that?
Yeah, I mean, I respect it because I like to be technical. I like to be like,
you one of them. Okay.
You know what I can't stand, though? Like,
put me on, bro.
That people, when I tell them where I'm from, and then I'm from Clayton County, that ain't Atlanta. I'm like, I don't care. I really don't care.
Oh, you're not offended by it. All right.
Cool. Oh, no, sir. That people get mad because they from, in the cities, the part they be from be poor. Like, you mad I'm not from a poor city? You want me to be mad? Man, that ain't Atlanta, gratefully.
Hey, bro, you just said something right there. You just said some shit. Because I'm from Decatur. And when motherfuckers be saying, nigga, no, it's such and such, this Atlanta, right? It's always some wackadocious part that you don't.
Yeah, you ain't from Oklahoma City. You ain't from Canada.
Yeah, don't say the part for you gonna give a nigga
it's
ass.
It's polished over there, bro. Yeah. Around the time you was coming up, I remember I came up on a decent side of town, and I'm all right with that, but it did put a damper on my rap career, being from a decent part of town, because I ain't got nothing to rap about, for real, because I ain't from the mud.
Because it got you.
I ain't get out the mud. I got it out the pastures.
Yeah,
I was in a pasture somewhere trying to get out.
Yeah, yeah. You got it out of the artificial grass.
Yeah, I got it out of the turf.
Got you the turf. Straight out the fucking turf, man.
That's why I'm the type of person to carry around and stand.
So you come from a really great background, man. Great morals and values, father and mother, definitely in the house and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, got you, 100%. So what was it like growing up with all your brothers and sisters, man? It's from a faith-based family.
Oh, I don't have any sisters. My dad had 8 boys, basically.
8 boys?
Yeah, 8 boys. He had, brother. But I only grew up with 5 of those boys.
That's a lot.
My mama had 6 of those boys.
Okay,
you feel me? She had the heap of them, the boat, and she had all 6 of us. Mm. And it was cool. We were cool. You know what I mean? Just
y'all pretty tight. Everybody tight.
We tight, but it's not the traditional tight. Mm. Like, we don't call and check up on each other every day and all.
But
that.
That's because you see each other on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I guess
you know each other good.
Yeah, everybody know each other good, man. We all think the same kind of. You feel what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
Yeah, and it was cool, man. It was musty in the house. You feel me? We were breaking everything. You know the usual. Yeah. My mom, we had bunk beds, but we ended up, all the mattresses ended up on the floor.
All of them on the floor.
You know how
Why we break the beds, man?
Because we think we can do stuff, but we can't.
Was it a WrestleMania inside?
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of stuff. It was just the fact
Royal Rumbles.
If you give us, it's like you give us a bunk bed. Mm. Stuff you can swing from this stuff, jump off of this stuff.
That's right.
Like what they would expect us to do, sleep on it.
Right.
We're going
to
do all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of it.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we took the bunk beds down and made them goddamn twin beds in the house. And, you know, all kind of stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then we found out how smaller it made our room. Mm-hmm. And when I then tried to put the bunk bed back on top, and then they
how did y'all do that? How did y'all unfasten it? Y'all saw it?
It was a peg in it and whatnot. So you just had to line the peg.
Oh,
but we done broke the fucking pegs, and I was on the bottom of that motherfucker one night, and my brother got up there, and that shit fell on top of me and fucked me up real bad. I couldn't go to school for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that totally stopped your hair from growing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the origin.
His bunk bed accident.
Yes, bed I knew accident. It. I knew that. It had to be a reason.
Yeah.
Because everybody just don't go bald.
No.
Sometimes it's decisions that we make.
Then, you know, creatine. Creatine had set me back too.
I don't know what that is.
Huh?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, pre-workout. You work out. You don't take pre-workout?
All I do is do push-ups and pull-ups. That's all I do.
Oh, wow. So you don't need no performance enhancement stuff?
Not for push-ups and pull-ups, nah.
Oh, you just, you honey-packing. That's the only ones you use.
I tried it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And how did it go?
It's a hit or miss. It was a hit or miss.
Sometimes it works. Some of that
I think it's a placebo. I think.
The honey pack?
Yeah, I think.
You think it's all in your mind, the honey pack?
Yeah, I think it's a placebo. I think you can, first of all.
Honey pack real, bro.
Fiction can be fun.
Hey, look, man. I ain't here
to prove it.
I'm just telling you what happened. Telling you what happened. I did use it before.
Young.
And it is not like I ain't endorsing it like that. I ain't here to talk about no freaky deaky stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to talk about no freaky deaky stuff. I'm just tell you what just my life.
This
you know, just my life.
I already know what you about to do.
What?
You about to tell us that time you had that sixum.
I didn't do that though.
Oh.
It happened.
Okay.
I never had that.
Okay. I'm sorry. That.
It's okay.
I just want the best.
I just don't want you spreading rumors.
No.
I just
want the best.
I don't want no rumors.
I imagine you like doing like a lot.
Don't imagine that, dog.
I blurred your face out.
Nah, I mean you couldn't see my face because I know you got the eyes. Is that a touchy subject?
No, not at all. I touch it.
Yeah, that's a touchy. Because I know you got. You probably can't see all your dreams and what your imaginings. Because
I go off my memories inside my dreams.
You do?
Yeah, I go. I remember things,
but only half of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it could get a little sketchy from here. And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It can get a little hairy.
But yeah, man, I understand. You got your plight going on with your eye.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what were we talking about?
Yeah, you were saying we were talking about the honey pack and then
How do we even got to the honey pack, first of all?
Oh, we were talking about enhancement.
Performing enhancement situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nah, I just do calisthenics.
Gotcha. 100%. Dig.
I just do calisthenics.
Is everybody funny in your family?
I mean, pretty much. I feel like we had all our own group of friends. I think we'd be the humorous one. I think my friends are funnier than me, though, for sure.
We always think that because that's pretty much where you draw from when you were developing who you were.
Oh, yeah. I got some. My friends influenced me, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. People just tell me I'm a funny person.
100%.
But when I try to be funny, it's not funny.
Word.
It's not funny at all.
You get dark.
Nah, it's not even that. It's just it go over people's head, and it's like
okay,
that wasn't
you're smarter
funny.
Than all these.
Or you didn't deliver it that way.
Gotcha.
When I'm trying to be funny, I always stutter.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying?
Understand.
I was that person that if they was roasting me and I try to roast back, I stutter, and then I lose.
Word.
Off
word.
Of that. Yeah.
Does that mean you like you kind of giving up when you start stuttering it?
Nah, I really want to deliver that joke. I really wanted to.
Motherfucker, that type of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that type of stuff. So, but I'm also that kind of that unroastable friend. You ever had an unroastable friend?
Yeah, I got
like
that. You can't say nothing about. Nigga, that's why you get all the pussy.
That ain't me.
And you dress too nice.
Yeah, man. If you that's why you
and you fight good.
You smell good. What is that? What you got on? That's why you got on Balenciagas and the ones I wanted.
That's why you eat three times a day, nigga.
And you get three square meals.
that's why you're going to be successful when you grow up.
I see. That's why you got the money wired in your pocket. I know that money.
That's why everybody in your family going to heaven. Yeah. That's it. Okay. I get it. I get it.
And that's why who cut your hair? They did a good job. Yeah.
Understood.
Can't even hate.
Yeah.
Good job.
Understood.
Yeah. I was that type of person. That they'll be roasting everybody and they stop and be like.
See.
But I'm on you, though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, why y'all want to roast me? Roast me. They skip me.
Word. Would you say you got thick skin?
Nah, I mean, I'm pretty sensitive. I'm pretty sensitive.
Word.
Nah, but it is some stuff I absolutely don't care about. Like you can't pay me to care about. I would just don't care.
What you don't
But the
care?
Things I do care about, I'm very sensitive about.
Okay.
And ain't a lot, but you feel me?
What you don't care about?
I don't care about, I don't know. I don't really care about money that much.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? Money cool, and I be wanting it when I ain't got it.
Mm.
But I don't be really caring about it that much. Maybe I got poor money management skills or something like that. But I just see that they get money to anybody. You feel what I'm saying? They get money to anybody these days.
Is it a deeper thing? Like, you don't like it, what money does to people?
Nah, I just know that, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say the power of family is very important. Because when you have the resources, you got people to help you. You got your family to help you, the less money that you need. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody bounce off each other. You saying you feed your family. But I don't really care about money that much. Money cool, though. I know I need some. I need some right now. And I thought this was paid. But you feel what I'm saying? But I ain't tripping because I don't really care about it that much.
I lucked out. Hey, like I said, when they told me that you was going to do it, I was like, what?
Right.
For free?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
I kept.
Philip Hudson.
If I recall, I kept Philip trying Hudson. To reschedule the time.
Yeah. Oh, you was going to do me like that?
Yeah, I was trying.
Oh.
Nah, I was just playing. I ain't trying to do that. Oh. I ain't trying to do that. Nah, money cool. I don't really care about it as much as, I know I don't care about it as much as other people. Sometimes I forget to go get it.
Oh, wow.
But I be needing it.
Do you?
But I be like, damn, I do need money.
Do you want to be rich?
I want
to
be.
Is it on your things to do? Do you?
Nah, it's not. It's never because I never know what that number is.
Mm.
I just want to be surrounded by some people who, you know what I'm saying, who love me and we love each other. You feel what I'm saying? That's just all I really want. Yeah, I just want to be surrounded by that. I want to be able to contribute when it's time to contribute, for sure. And I learned that when you're saving money, sometimes it's not about saving it for your rainy day, but somebody may need that. So you never get too close to it. You got to be able to, like, you know what? Here. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's not, whatever. You got to be able to put it back in the universe.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Come back to
That's
you.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But money cool, though. I already too much care about money.
Do you remember when you first told your mama, hey, I'm going to be a comedian?
Never said that. Didn't know I was going to be one.
Why? I knew you was fixing to say that.
I ain't never said no crazy stuff like that.
Okay.
I ain't never said that. You feel what I'm saying? Paying too tired, trying to put it back in my pocket. I wasn't going to do it. I was just going to be fidgeting too much. But I ain't never said that because I ain't never know that's what I wanted to be. And I didn't really think I was until I still kind of slick don't think I am. It's just people would just be laughing at me.
So what do you think you are? Because it's a quote that says, you know, I think therefore I am.
I just think I am.
It can't be defined.
I am. I'm here. I'm like I don't really define it by anything, man. I know that if I had to put it on paper for taxes and things like that. I have to put like entertainment, comedic. I have to put certain slots because that's generally what happens. I get laugh emojis all the time. And then really the algorithm, if you get a lot of laughing emojis, the algorithm send funny stuff your way.
Gotcha.
You feel me? So that's when funny stuff come my way because there's a bunch of laughing emojis. Sometimes I'll be trying to be serious. And then when I'm serious, they still send me laughing emojis. Mm. So that makes me a funny guy. Mm. Mm-hmm.
What do you pray for?
I need to pray more, but I pray that everybody is. I pray that everybody gets the understanding that they need. That's what I pray for. That whatever somebody going through, they find the understanding that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. You never know what they look like, but you looking for it. You feel me? I just pray for that. Anybody that's going through something and it's not like they can't figure it out, that they're going to get the understanding that they deserve and what's coming to them for sure. I really pray for anything for myself. You feel me? I need to do that more. You know what I mean? I pray for patience. You know what I mean? I pray for that. When I do pray, I pray for that's pretty the patience and to be able to give people grace. You know what I mean? I found that giving grace is very important.
No, you, so you.
It's like it's. I feel like it's more important to do that because you understand that people sometimes either don't know what they're doing, even if they think they know. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're inflicting. You know, you have no clue what you're doing. Even if you're trying to do it, you still don't know what this is going to happen. Mm. Or they're confused, or you know, or it was an accident. So it's like it's a lot of ways to give grace. Now, and sometimes I do act impulsively out of my emotions, but when I do realize I did some of my emotions, that's when you know, tell yourself you were wrong and then you apologize. You feel what I'm saying? But grace is very important because you're going to need it. Grace is important because you're going to need it. You know, one day you're going to need some grace. You already got God's grace, but from a person, you're going to need them to be like, it's all good. So I want to be the first to give it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's important. So I pray for the strength to do that. And just pray for my family. You feel me? That's stuff I pray for.
Got you. And so would you say, with that being said, you was pretty hard on people in the past and not just cutting them off like, right off the rip?
I've never been that type of person. I just know how to explain what I was doing, like who I was. Now I've grown to understand through communicating with enough people, oh, this is the type of person I am. Now I can explain that I've always been a person that didn't hold grudges. You know what I'm saying? I've always been that easygoing type of person, but that's just who I was. And if you ask me, I'm like, I don't know. But now I'm an adult. I say, okay, this is why I think the way I do. This is, okay, I get it. Now I understand. You feel me? I feel like I had an identity before I came and everybody seen me. And then I'm understanding who I was growing up. I'm understanding it now. And I'm able to tell people.
What are you afraid of? Deepest fear.
I'm afraid of... What kind of show is this, man? Phoenix, what kind of show this is, man?
Pay your fucking people, be a bitch.
she just called me? No.
She just called that was me. For me.
Oh, okay. that went over here to you. All right, cool. But my deepest, darkest fear, I think it would be I don't even think it's mine. I think my deepest, darkest fear is the fear of being alone. I don't think that's just mine because I don't really think people know how it really feels to just be. There's nobody else. Anybody that's getting on your nerves, what if they wasn't there? And it was just you by yourself and just floating around by yourself, nobody else. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, it don't matter what you are. It's by yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So, but when I say being alone, it's just like not having the access to get a second chance with something, like with a second chance with something. You feel what I'm saying? Not being able to, you know, like to experience love. Like experience love. That's the thing. Because sometimes, like when you live in grace, is that the fear of not having that grace anymore. I think that is. I know you got God's grace, but it will be a time that it won't be an option for it. So that's probably my fear, the fear of not having grace, being in God's grace. Or being in the grace that he created to give each other. Nobody wants to give me grace. Or being in a position where I'm here, but you can't see me. You feel me? Like, that, you know, I don't know if you feel what I'm saying.
No, just, I totally feel it.
Because if God stopped giving you grace.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? Imagine he stopped giving you grace, and then everybody else around you stopped giving you grace or stopped. You feel what I'm saying? You become invisible. You feel what I'm saying? Like alone, you know what I mean? I don't want to be alone because I always want to count on the people who are around me. You know what I'm saying? I think we need each other. That's and right. Not being happy to have each other based off something that I've done is pretty deep. You feel me? So I'm afraid of doing that. You feel what I'm saying? That's my biggest thing because I feel like we need each other. No matter what it is, you can get trapped in an elevator with somebody. However long you're in that elevator, you probably need that person. You never know. You probably don't need that person. You need them for right there, right then and there. If I'm panicking, you can be like, bro, you got to calm down. I need you to chill. I need you to chill. But it's like you get to know the people that you're around. You have to adapt to them. So, yeah, I think my biggest fear is being out of God's grace.
You have 24 hours to live. What does that day go like?
That's all I got.
That's all you got. 24 hours left. What do you do? Are you up the whole time? Walk me through it.
Hopefully I start off smiling. Like, I end up smiling a lot. You feel what I'm saying? Just smiling and just taking things easy. You feel what I'm saying? 24 hours of live. That's a good question. I don't know. I just...
What you can't leave here without doing?
24 hours to live.
Who do you need to see? Who do you give yourself to?
Oh, yeah. My daughter. Tell me some. Oh, yeah, my daughter. But, my daughter. Yeah, that's like, because and it sounds like, oh, yeah, my daughter, because I'm still in the land of figuring out who am. I have a daughter. I'm still in the land of, you know what I'm saying, putting two and two together in my head and stuff like that. And I feel like she's just a part of me. You know what I'm saying? She's just a part of me. So, but to single her out and just ask me, who do I need to see? That's exactly what I need to see. I try to pour into her as much as possible. You feel it? I try to, put her on game as much. Make sure I say enough to her, or make sure I say enough to her, put in position enough for her to see and really, like, you feel it? I got 20, like, it's like your last words. So I got a whole day. She'll get my last words. You feel me? She'll get my last words. She'll get everything that I would tell my daughter. And I was like, I ain't telling nobody else this. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll tell her how to, you know what I'm saying, a perspective on how to think about that. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's going to hurt or whatever. I talk to my daughter the whole day. I just talk to her all day. Yeah, even if it's not even that, I'm not a big recording person. It's like, shoot, you had to be there. And I want people to be able to believe you without seeing it. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, shoot, I was there. And the people who I was there with could tell you it happened. So I don't really record stuff. So I just talk to her, kick it with her. Really try to do it. Just her, though. Her. I'm just with her. Everybody probably won't even hear from me. Probably call my phone. I'm just with her. I probably spend the whole day.
I like it.
I was 24.
I like it. How's being a father changed your perspective on life?
I just realized I was a father not too long ago, this morning. I was like, dang, I'm a dad.
I just caught it.
She nine, too.
Right. No, I get it.
I'm like, wow.
Break that down.
Yeah, but look, look at your kid and be like, wow, I'm a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that. So that's what it's like.
Yeah.
I think that's just... You could put it in, it's like, wow, I'm a whole parent out here.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that before I had a child, I used to always look back like I got a child following me. Like just preparing for it. Right? And I still do it to this day. I look back at them like they weren't there when I really was doing it. I was walking through the mall and I look back like my child is there. Like they're walking behind me. And so still to this day I do that when my child is walking behind me. But yeah, it's one of them things. Like, man, I got a seed. I think children are important, and I got one. And she, I be trying to yell at her for doing things that I be doing. I be like, God, nah. And so I be feeling bad at the end of the day. Like,
you talking to yourself.
And I was like, why you being? I be like, you so lazy. Like,
You say that to your daughter?
I say, clean your closet up, and I go look at my closet.
Right. Does she challenge
you clean yours, though?
Right.
Nah, I keep telling her to clean. I'm going to still tell her to clean hers. It's important. It's important that you tell her, don't worry about what I'm doing. Mind your business. Do what you do. Because I be telling my daughter, you don't do nothing. Matter of fact, I do everything around here. So the least you can do is clean your closet. You feel what I'm saying? Don't worry about my closet. You don't do nothing. She don't even want to eat because she don't want to wash her dishes. I was like, Parker, you ain't going to eat? Nah, I don't want to wash the dish. Wow. You ain't going to receive nourishment? Like, you need to eat. Nah, I don't want to wash the dish. I make her wash her dish. She don't want to eat. I was like, that is bold. No, is she? I don't think that's smart. I think that's very, very foolish. That's a foolish thing to do. She was like, I'm good. You hungry? Are we eating out? No? I'm good.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit.
Nah, I don't want to. I don't want to.
When you were younger and whatnot, do you remember things that your mother, father used to say to you that you see through your kid? Like, okay, now I get why they were right. I'm wrong with raising your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, keeping my room clean. Like, I just go in her room, I'm like, how? Why? Why does it look like this in here? And they just living life. They stepping on stuff. Mm. They stepping on stuff to get to where they going. Like, it's lava.
A whole
trash. Teddy bear. Blanket. Made it to the bed. What? Get the stuff up. Right? It's like they stepping on a brand new separate thing. Mm. It ain't even just clothes. It's separate items. Mm. Why are you stepping on a 404 bottle? Why are you stepping on a cleaning product bottle?
A 404?
Yeah, you remember 404?
Yeah, what's a 404 bottle doing in her room?
Right. Because she spilled something, I make it cleaned up.
Oh, got you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's like, why is your room looking like this? And my dad used to say the same thing. Mm. Like, son, clean your room up. I'm like, Dad, man, I got it. Dang. Like, it's like, but why? Why is it down here, though? Like, what is you doing? And then you think about it. They ain't got no excuse to have it on there because they don't do nothing in the house.
Right.
That really don't matter because you still got to clean up. Mm. No matter what you do, it's a lesson. You still got to clean up.
Mm.
No matter how old you get, no matter how much money you make, you got to clean up.
Mm.
You feel me? Unless you get a butler or a maid or something like that, somebody got to clean up.
Mm. Do you feel like your kid appreciate you?
Yeah. With a question mark? Yeah, she do. Yeah, she do. She love me, man. She love me.
Does she know how much you do for her?
Yeah, she do. I think she do. She do. I don't know. I mean, yeah, pretty much. I do a lot. Me and my baby mama stay in the same apartment complex.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. How awkward is that? It's not awkward at all.
Nah, I did it on purpose so it's easier for us to trade.
The co-parent. So, like, what is that like for you when you see her walking in, you know, the apartment with another man?
I don't care.
You let her move on with her life and it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't let her move on with her life because I didn't let her move on with her own life because I moved in the same apartment complex with her. But I don't care she's a grown woman. She do what she want to do. It's just.
But she's still yours, kind of, in your mind.
No, it's just not. It's for my daughter.
Okay.
It's for my daughter. So she can't move on with her own life with my daughter. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, understood.
Yeah, you can't do that yet.
Y'all stay out of each other's business, though, kind of?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. We cool. It's totally one of them things that just makes sense. And the thing about it makes sense. Like, shoot.
Yeah.
And it's time, like, because I keep my daughter for a week. Mm-hmm. You feel what I mean? We go week on, week off, week on. So that works good for that dynamic.
She did a walk back and forth by herself. Do y'all?
I'm trying to get her to do it by herself, but she's scary. You know what I'm saying? But she's like, oh, can you...
What apartment's y'all stay
in? In an apartment.
Got you.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah,
I know what that's at.
Yeah, it's cool. You thought I was going to tell you?
No. I'm glad you didn't.
I could tell you, though. I ain't tripping, but I ain't going to tell.
Yeah, of course.
You feel
100%.
That's crazy. But now, that's how I problem solve. I'm a problem solver. We do that. You know what I'm saying? We used to argue and stuff about
it. She feels safe with daddy. That's what it is.
Yeah, she cool.
Yeah, it's completely fine and safe out there.
But she always want to go to her mama's house. She's like, I want to go downstairs. Can I go downstairs? I'm like, yeah, I guess. You don't ever want to be up here with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool because I'd be like, yes. But she my dog, though. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? I be getting jealous sometimes. Like,
I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying? All right. You doing good? All right. Well, you got to stay here with me. All right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll be like, all right. She'd be like, it's time to come upstairs. She'd be like, I'm like, come on, man. She'd come upstairs.
What's one of the biggest misconceptions about you?
I don't know.
People usually think? And maybe it might be by way of what your brother or something like that. And they, you know how people expecting y'all to be the same. But like, y'all got your own lives. You know, you're like, no, you got me wrong. It's not like that.
People think me and my brother do everything together. Like, they was like, I know y'all just, I know it was crazy. And like, nah, it was, we be chilling. Like, the last time I seen my brother, and he live in Atlanta, the last time I seen him was,
Wow, got it.
I wanted to see, maybe it was last month. Maybe it was last month. Probably some once or twice this month. Like, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you, right? It wasn't too recent. But yeah, they think we do everything together. We don't. But misconception, when I was doing Wildin' Out, people used to come up to me and be like, bro, you so serious. You so unapproachable, stuff like that. And I said, I'll be kidding. I'll be chilling though.
That always threw me off, you know, when people think that that mean you just serious because you to yourself and getting your thoughts together. Maybe you just not the dude that just want to be talking to everybody at lunches and all that other stuff. But that doesn't mean you unapproachable. I don't think you unapproachable at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I got my Stanley and when I got my cup.
Got you.
Then I can see. They be like.
So people think you bougie, but you not.
Yeah, I got my cup. For sure.
Got you. Well, you are bougie with your cup.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
I think it's about time for this interview when I got my cup.
Oh, got you.
I'm just playing. But when I put my, we good when I got my cup. When I got my cup, I got to go.
100%.
Give him.
I know you got some more famous shit to do.
Nah, I wasn't saying that with no shade and nothing like that.
No. I know you was on the schedule.
It was a bit. It wasn't really. But coincidentally, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? Like, I ain't like that. Yeah, I ain't like that.
No, of course not. Of course not.
I did have a cup, man. Technically.
Influences. Like, who's some of your favorite comedians? Give me your Mount Rushmore. Who you like? Because I feel like you can judge somebody, but not judge somebody, but pretty much get a good idea of what they're like off of who they think is dope.
Jay Anderson. You know what I'm saying? He up coming up. He a friend of mine. He's doing his thing. I think he's really funny. I think he's just a really funny person. Like on stage, and he can act funny. Like he's my favorite comedian because he's the best actor. He's funny and he's a funny actor.
Okay.
Like I haven't seen like a somebody and it's just subtly he can really act. He can act. He's funny. You know his stand up is funny. He's just a funny guy. He's a friend. Outside of him, Jay Anderson, yeah, I looked that up. Then I was always been a fan of Mike Epps because he just be saying stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just say stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's just funny, like in itself. Like he just say anything. He finna say he funny. Shoot. My brother Matthew. And I'm just saying him because he funny. And he my brother. I want y'all to go to his shows. So Matthew, when he got a show, he's funny. So y'all go to his show. It's a gospel comedy.
I'm excited about that, man.
Yeah, he funny. He funny, man. Follow him. Follow him on Instagram. Matthew Hudson. Follow him. Two more.
You got to get me Matthew on the show, too, man. Is that possible? He's still in Atlanta?
I don't know. Y'all be cussing on this show.
I could censor myself.
Y'all could be cussing. I don't know he'll come on this show. Y'all cuss a lot. And ain't nothing. I don't think he would. You feel what I'm saying? It's just branding.
Got you.
You feel me? That's just all that is.
I know how Brandon is.
Yeah, that's Brandon, and just I don't think he'll do it.
Okay.
Not like that, but you know how it is. Man. I don't think.
Of course.
Like bro, same probably man. Not do it. He probably will though. He probably will though.
Got
you. You feel me?
Okay.
He probably will, cause you know Jesus went all different types of places.
Mm.
You feel me? He went all different types of places, and I don't want to misquote the situation, but you feel me? But I feel like.
Hey man, who the other two fucking? I'm sorry, man. Who the other two comedians are?
Hey man,
I'm sorry, but I apologize. That's not what I meant to say.
That man, crazy. But who are the comedians? This should be easier. I was just thinking about some other people. Dang. Oh my god. I'm trying to think about people who don't hit the stage like that, or who I follow. Trying to blank, bro.
Adam Sandler.
He cool. Yeah, he cool. Adam Sandler cool. He's not my favorite. Man, I'm gonna get you the second too because I want to be correct.
Chappelle.
Quit trying to guess.
Right.
I want to be accurate, so I can't just give you accuracy.
You said not who don't go on stage.
I'm talking about somebody that I follow that is that's funny.
Oh, you putting okay? I got. I see what you're doing. I got.
Yeah. Drewski is hilarious.
Drewski is
so funny.
Uh-huh.
Drewski is so funny. You know what I'm saying? He's a comedian. He's funny. That man funny, bro. It's just Drewski so funny, dog. It just is the way he talk. Funny, dog. Yeah. He funny.
He got a lot of real cool subtle stuff that
That's it's a subtlety and it's just and also he can act funny too.
Yeah,
like
yes.
When he do his skits and stuff, they just be like he acts but like I really appreciate people who can funny and they're funny, they can act funny. I like that. You feel me? And, so
you like that. I see okay, I'm noticing a pattern now.
Yeah, something like that. Lambo. I don't know if y'all follow him. Lambo. He funny now. He low key with it, but he funny, man. He just got a way of saying stuff.
This a real person? Y'all fucking with me?
Yeah. Lambo. Oh. He go by Lambo on Instagram, LANTBO.
Okay.
Yeah, he funny. Like
why everybody start laughing just now?
Because he's a funny guy.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
He a funny guy. That's why they laugh at him. Why you tell him, bro? You see how I did that? You say why they laughing? Hey, that's funny.
My brain just got real hot and warm just now.
Yeah.
I
ain't never heard that.
I'm a little mad at you.
He over here, yeah. Mm-hmm. But nah, for real though, he funny. That's it. That's my folks.
Word. Okay.
I'm gonna get back to you with the last one though. The last one I really do think he funny. But I'm gonna come up with another one too. Drewski. Mm. One of the parts is real funny, dog.
Man, what's next for Philip Hudson, man?
Man, we gotta get some money. You feel what I'm saying? Even though
you don't care about it,
I don't care about it, right. But I know I gotta get some. So that's what's actually next.
Yeah,
I need to get that next.
I'm on that.
I need to get some money. I need to get some money next.
Yeah,
you feel what I mean? To do something,
right?
You feel what I'm saying? For sure, that's just on my schedule.
Mm.
You feel me? I'm not like, oh, I gotta get some money. Technically, I do gotta get some money.
Mm.
You feel me? Gotta get some money.
Mm.
Nah, gotta get some money. But gotta get some money. I got a few different ideas, you feel me, that I'm working on. Just finna be. A few people told me this, random people just stopped me and said, hey, they was like, hold on, I gotta stop you. Something happened to you this year. I bet.
You been prophesied it over?
It's just random people just stopping me. Mm. Like three people this year. Just hold on before you go. I don't know these people.
Mm.
So it's been pretty cool. So whatever they talking about, yep.
Mm.
whatever they said, that's all the way.
I ain't had that damn prophecy this year, man. I'm a little concerned.
You know what I'm saying? Well, pray for me then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pray for me.
You definitely.
Sometimes if you ain't got nothing, you got to pray for somebody else.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Maybe you start getting some stuff, Jack.
That's what it is. That's what I got to do. I ain't gonna even front. I gotta be honest with you. I've been praying for myself every day for this past year, real hard. First thing in the morning, I do need to, extend it to others outside of my circle.
Mm-hmm. Cause you know some prayers can
be selfish.
Even when somebody stop praying,
yeah,
and it's like they praying, and there's a gap between their prayers. Mm-hmm. Somebody can feel that gap with a prayer,
mm.
and they keep them walking to their next prayer.
Mm.
You feel me? That's how prayers go.
Okay.
Somebody praying for you. You feel me? When you skip a day, somebody probably.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you pray for somebody else, it's a plank they can walk on.
Okay. Hey man, I got one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Best advice you ever got, and the worst advice you ever got, and who did you get it from? And then
that's three questions.
I'm gonna let you pray us out.
I need a Scantron for that last question. Hey, let me front and back Scantron. I got one more question. He dead serious, man. What's wrong with you, man? I don't even remember all those questions.
Okay, let me do it. I'm sorry. I tried to. You saw how I tried to bunch that.
Yeah, man.
I said, best advice you ever got.
Best advice I ever got.
And who did you get it from?
We are not the same. My brother actually said that in the rap. He said,
"Your brother's Lil Wayne?"
Nah, not that brother. Emmanuel Hudson. He go by Culture. He's a rapper as well. He said, "Making plays from dust to light." Dreams of getting richer keeps me up at night. Trying to make sure all my brothers up for life. Get it all in blood. I don't care much for hype. We are not the same. That's enough advice. So he was just saying that basically we are not the same. So it's like I can't tell you how to live your life. You know what I'm saying? I can't really give you too much advice because we're not the same. So what works for me may not work for you in the same type of entity. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like it's one of those things that at the end of the day, there's something that makes me different from you. And I can't tell you what to do. All I can do is tell you who I am. And I know that we're different. Tell you how I got here, but we're not the same. So yeah, that's pretty much it. You feel what I'm saying? Like letting somebody know that we ain't the same. I always remember that. We're not the same.
I got it. I like that.
Yeah, so that's the first thing that came to my mind. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
Worst advice you ever got?
Worst advice you ever got, that you have to lie to women. You have to lie.
We was talking about that earlier today.
Yeah.
With women, yeah.
Yeah, you have to, like, it wasn't you have to lie to women. It's like somebody told me, man, you can't, like, they think it's important. You got to lie. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to lie. And it's not even just centered around women. Just people just thinking that you have to lie. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's cool to lie. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Not really. You can do your thing. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't missing out on
that. You just don't be scared to tell the truth.
Okay.
You feel me? Don't be scared. You feel me?
Yeah.
Whoever was still there after you said supposed to be there. Whoever meant for you is going to be meant for you. You feel me? You ain't got to lie. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it.
Man, I appreciate
it. Mm-hmm.
Yo, Philip, you mind praying us out of here?
Nah, I can do that. Father God, thank you for gathering all of us here today. You know what I mean? I pray that this interview and this sit down with Jack Thriller will go out there and reach who it's supposed to reach. I pray that that everybody gets what they're searching for and get the understanding that they need. It's coming. If we'll understand soon. And pray for safe travel to the crib. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, DJ Phoenix Star, take us on out of here, man. Philip Hudson, everybody. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some.